Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
He didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. So you're not part of the problem. You know, that's really what ends up happening. You become part, I can say that in English, huh? You become part of the problem. And don't be. Be that guy that they're going to look at. Be that woman they're going to look at and go, you know what, let's go ask so-and-so and so-and-so. They usually have the information, or they can help us figure it out, or they can tell us where to find the information. Right? I mean, I think that's a great way to do it. But that's just me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. As I said before, be part of the solution. You know, this male toxicity stuff, it just creeps in everywhere. Actually, you know what? It doesn't creep in. They threw it at us at 2,200 miles an hour. Experts are now warning. Ready for this one? I love this. And they're serious about it. That's the funny thing about it. Experts warn of the devastating effect that the traditional male role is deemed toxic by media. Masculinity has become a dirty word. The American Psychological Association released guidelines calling traditional masculinity harmful. God. And Hollywood has been open about it. It hates men. It hates masculinity. I mean, you go back to the days of, I don't know, Clark Gable, Errol Flynn, John Wayne, a whole bunch of men's men, if you would. You're telling me women hate that? That's toxic? No, I'll tell you. I think it's a non-man's man who think it's toxic. I think it's the girly boys who could never really make it as a man, if you would, or what they perceive to be men, is what's toxic. It's funny because when they couldn't do something that the other guys were doing, instead of trying harder to make it happen and just go, okay, well, they can do it, I can't. No, we were bad. We were deemed as nasty and bad. And that's exactly what this generation is. If they can't do something that you're doing, it's your fault, not theirs. Just nuts. According to a recent political poll, 36% of Americans believe entertainment culture make it hard to feel proud to be a traditional guy. That's not a big number, but it's big enough. Another 31% believe the Democrat Party is hostile to masculine values. Josh Hawley, a Republican out of Montana, he's been vocal on the topic. He said, you know, and he's right, men have lost their way because they have decided to look at what media says that a man should be. Look at Hollywood says what a man should be. I mean, two groups in Hollywood more so than media that have no business telling you how to live. Look at Hollywood. The Me Too movement, which should have come out decades before. The Me Too movement was because of what Weinstein was doing to those women, and other women wouldn't speak out for them. Other people in Hollywood wouldn't speak out for them. Now you've got more and more stars, older stars, too bad, that are willing to come out and speak against Hollywood about their pedophilia, their fetishes, the things that they do to women, the things they do to kids. And you are providing it. You're supporting it. You're paying for it. You're paying for these people to have the money, to have the power to draw these others in. Just wrong. And you know the funny thing about it, when you watch this happen. Oh, I can't not go to Barbie. It just reminds me of when I was a kid. No, it won't. Do you read any of the conservative reviews on it? It's all about hating on men. Big difference. God. This is why I say, do your homework. Don't be one of those that votes for an R just because it's an R. D, you're a Democrat and you vote for a D because it's a D. Don't do that. Anyway. So, your American men have lost their way due to the combination, some feel a combination of factors. Look at the technology bringing comfort, complacency, outsourcing of American jobs. You know, D.C. is doing a great job, right? And the progressive narrative that, you know, men are oppressors. Because that's what we do, I guess. Right? And this is the message that the left has sent to men in this country for decades now. How bad we are for being too masculine, right? And too many men have heard that message. All right, if truly, what was it, 60-some-odd percent of people claim to be Christians, go to a Christian church, right, worship, do whatever, why don't you take what a true man is from the Bible and not from Hollywood? Hollywood, who believes it's okay to have sex with kids. Hollywood, who believes it's okay to force women to have sex in order to get them a part in a play in a movie. Those are the people. Those are the people you look up to. Those are the people you believe in. I mean, seriously, think about it. And the media sees masculinity in two different ways: stupid or toxic. Nowhere else. Comedian Tim Young. He said, like Barbie Land, the concept of equality between men and women, according to the media, is fictional. Just crazy. Just crazy. All right, Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE, 855 732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. And the way you do that is you get informed. Let me bring him on. Brad Dinkins joins me. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. You know, I have him on a regular basis. We have some great conversations around the law. Like I said, I bring on people that have a clue. I don't have one. That's why I bring him on. Brad, thank you so much for being with me. And because we blew it last time, why don't you tell people all about PJI now? So I don't screw up again.
Oh, certainly. Well, yeah, we at the Pacific Justice Institute, we're a nonprofit organization. I founded back in 1997, and we defend religious freedom, parental rights against the government, sanctity of human life, We do it all without charge, and we now have offices, 32 offices in 24 states all across the country. And we're about to open, announce the opening of a few more. So we have the biggest footprint of any organization, and we're sort of unique. We don't just cherry-pick high-profile cases. We work hard to make sure that everyone's getting help, that no one's left on the side of the road.
Yeah, and, you know, that's what I love about it, too, is again, you've got information on your website about schools, how to take back your school, how to push back on your school, how to deal with CPS if they show up for no particular reason, you know, any kind of, child protective services, who scare the, you know, bejesus out of most people. They don't know what to do when they show up. But I think you've told me, if you want to hit some of the basics, you've told me in the past, you don't necessarily have to let them in, number one. They have to have a search warrant of some kind unless they feel that the child is in imminent physical danger, right?
You're right. They can't just arbitrarily take a child. They have to show a reasonable suspicion of abuse or neglect and in order to do so. And then in order to get into the house, invade your house, to get the child, they have to have a signed warrant from a judge. That's the general rule. And so there's things that parents need to know about their rights. You know, when they have their child in a public school, of course, the social worker just go to the school, pull the kid out of class, talk to the child, make some notes, and then take the child. When a child's homeschooled, though, that's a different ballgame. Even a private school is more likely to notify the parents that the social worker is there, buy the parents some time to be there to rescue their child from the social worker. And then we have on our website, we have an article called 12 Steps to Protect Your Children from CPS or Child Protective Services, or it's kind of social workers, that's called 12 Steps to Protect Your Kids. And it goes just real clear, makes it real clear, this is how you keep your child from being taken by a social worker. Because once they're taken, then it's a very dire situation, and many parents don't get their kids back, and your rights and abilities to bring in experts, et cetera, on your side are completely cut off. So it's been a lifesaver for many, many people.
So, Brad, the only way they could truly, honestly take that child, if you would, is they would have to get a court order to come in the house to begin with, and they would have to prove to a judge that there's actually a problem, an issue with, danger to that child, correct?
Yeah, but it's just a reasonable suspicion of abuse or neglect is what they have to validate. So it could be a neighbor who has never had kids before call the social worker and say, hey, you know, police say, hey, I saw they heard a little 2.5-year-old. He had the window open. It was just screeching. You know, screaming, howling, oh, it's just frightening. Well, that's what 2.5-year-olds do. They make those loud screeching
yes, they do.
Noises that everyone in the neighborhood listens to. But if you never had one, a child before, you may not know. So that, we've seen parents, you know, threaten to have their kids taken for that. But even more recently, more disturbingly, we see parents have children taken because at school they said to a teacher or to a friend, you know, I feel like I'm really the opposite gender. I don't think I'm really a girl. I really think I'm a boy deep down. And I don't think my parents are going to like this. Boom. We've seen them try to get kids for that, set up court hearings, and we've rescued and prevented that from happening more than once. But these are the kinds of challenges we're facing today. That's why every parent who has a child should have printed out a copy of this. It's free. It's without charge. It's on our website, pji.org, pji.org.
Well, you recently, I don't even, you know, and I hate to throw curveballs at you sometimes, but you recently defended a McKinney, Texas school board trustee, right, in a fight over the sexual books, which is something that, you know, every school board, I won't say every one of them. I won't paint that broad, but I would suggest that 75 to 80% of the school boards across the country are now fighting this issue, where these books have been brought into the schools, brought into the libraries that are, that when you look at them, you can't look for long, that actually have drawings of, you know, sexual scenarios, sexual activity, if you would. And this school board member out of Texas, again, got in trouble for trying to push back on that, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, this one school board member, Chad Green, he was elected in 2021. He's a parent, because, you know, he's a concerned citizen. And he got elected, and he checked out the library and discovered just hideous, outrageous sexual materials. You know, he talked about it and wasn't getting anywhere. He went and brought the matter before the school board. They went and tried to censor him. To silence him for saying things that were adverse to the school district. No, he was just exposing the truth. And our attorney, Emily Cook, out of our Texas office, defended him and prevented the censoring of him, and also the action that was brought against him for simply testifying before the legislature in Austin about this kind of hideous material. You know, public official sheds their First Amendment right to voice concerns simply because they're elected to office. In fact, if anything, they have a greater responsibility, in my opinion, to vocalize concerns. But that's what happened. The other members of the school board in McKinney were all puppets of the teachers' union. And so, needless to say, in this next election, I hope that the people in McKinney wake up and decide to put people on that board that are truly reflective of their concerns as parents and not the leftist greedy desires of the teachers' union.
Now, you recently, and I couldn't find the video, we'll talk about this in a minute, but you spoke at Kern County, and I want to hit that as to what went down there as well. Joe Mesina, your host. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up with Brad Dacus right after the break.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. New York City Mayor Eric Adams is once again calling on all levels of government to accept asylum seekers.
State Senator Ayesha Wahab, who co-authored the legislation, says the Right to Safety resolution reaffirms the state's commitment to tackle gun violence.
This resolution calls for a limited constitutional convention on creating common sense gun regulations. 38 states must ratify the amendment.
It begins the process of updating the U.S. Constitution to enshrine four gun safety principles, raising the federal minimum age to purchase a gun from 18 to 21, mandating universal background checks, setting a reasonable waiting period for all gun purchases, and banning assault rifles for civilians. Nika Magahis.
President Biden will host the Prime Minister of Japan and President of South Korea at Camp David Friday. Secretary of State Antony Blinken made the announcement Tuesday, calling it a new era in trilateral cooperation between the nations. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Well, to see your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. And I have Brad Dacus on the line with me. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Always appreciate his time with me and the services that they provide. Check them out, pji.org, pji.org. And one of the things he never does that I will do for him is, remember, it costs money to go to court. It costs money to fight these battles. You know, a lot of you guys, a lot of conservatives especially, I don't know what it is with you guys. You really think that all this stuff is done in the name of righteousness and that the courts let them do it for free and, you know, no, everything costs money. And it's really interesting how the left gets so much money from these evil, despicable people, and conservatives just sit there with their finger in their nose trying to figure out what to do. So go to pji.org. See how you can help them out more ways than one. It's a great organization. I've known Brad for years. I've never had a negative anything with him. And, Brad, again, thanks for being with me.
Oh, it's always a pleasure, Joe, to be on your show. So thank you for this great opportunity.
Yeah. So you were at Kern County a week or two ago, and I don't know, you were working on, I think it was a transgender issue where they could notify parents of that?
As far as on Kern County, yeah, the County Board of Education was basically ignoring a recommendation by two of their board members to adopt a policy that would prevent the teachers from lying to parents and hiding information about their children's gender identity dysphoria. It's a mental condition, and it was really alarming because some of those who testified, against policies respecting parents' rights, these were teachers. About four, maybe there was maybe five public school teachers there, radical LGBTQ activists, and they were saying, I'll never forget it, one of them, to paraphrase, he goes, you know, schools are supposed to be a safe place. Well, that's true, but what do you mean by safe? Well, she went on and described it. She says, a safe place where students can, you know, be free to explore things and try new things and to discover themselves, you know, in translation without parents knowing about it or parents having an influence. So to see her, this attitude was just, I thought this was so alarming. And of course, the parents listening to it quickly caught on with her worldview perspective and only heightened the concern that parents have in Kern County because of it.
Yeah, I'm always amazed when parents hear this stuff for the first time. And I know they've got jobs, they've got things to do, but my God, I mean, pay attention to what's going on with your kids. Find out what's happening. Now, vote. I think it was because of the temperature in the room, but that vote went down. I think you know that, 3-2. But I'm not saying, I'm believing it will come back. So let's talk about some of the federal legislation, or when this gets, if this can get to SCOTUS at some point in time, because now we've got two other laws that California legislators are pushing. One of them, they're going to make it almost a criminal charge if parents become disruptive in the boardroom, you know, during a board meeting. Not only can it be removed, but you can ask for them to be arrested for what they do and permanently banned from the boardroom. That's one thing they're working on. The second thing they're working on is legislation that can remove a trustee, somebody, you know, a board member who was duly elected for not adhering to the, now, not necessarily the law, but even a mandate put forward from the state, so that if I don't agree with the state mandate for the masks, for instance, and I push against it from the dais, and I'm asking for a policy that says we will not force our kids to wear masks, the other four could remove me by vote. Is this something that you're going to be able to fight in the federal courts or even at the SCOTUS level?
Yeah, that's very alarming, because what it's dealing with is a direct affront on your free speech rights, as well as your right to object to that which you feel is unconstitutional. There are mandates that have been declared unconstitutional. We've seen that all too common. We at Pacific Justice have seen mandates struck down as unconstitutional ourselves. Just within the last 2.5 years. So I would find that very concerning that, you have basically the bottom line, the majority of the school board that are the teacher union puppets wanting to basically isolate and then eliminate and remove a duly elected school board member who is representing parents and the concerns of parents and kids in that community. That is very, very concerning, to say the least. And if that passes, I have some serious concerns whether it would survive judicial scrutiny.
Yeah, it, what's sad is that they know we don't have the money they have. Let's start off there, okay? And that, you know, everything has to be fought at the... It's ridiculous, frankly, that everything is fought at the court level. But they've been doing it for eons. I guess it's time for... us to step up and make that kind of thing happen. So, you know, or start fighting everything that way, really. You know? So,
yeah.
All right. You don't have to get deep into this if you want. You and I were talking about this during the break, and I don't think people really understand. A lot of times, somebody throws out an amendment, and nobody really understands what it means. So a federal appeals court in Maryland, they had a couple of parents that were suing the school district because the school district kept information from them that their kids were transitioning. And so they brought it in front of a federal appeals court. And the court used the 14th Amendment, stating that the kids had a right, to privacy, according to the 14th Amendment. I don't get it. I'm totally lost by that. Can you help?
Yeah, and I haven't read that opinion, but there's two bases that the court could be trying to hang their head on. One would be the 14th Amendment Equal Protection Clause, and the courts, use that to justify same-sex marriage. But the court has never applied the Equal Protection Clause to situations involving transgenders. I mean, that's just a given.
Yeah, I don't get it. And now you can... I'm just floored by this stuff. I am floored, but you know this. I know I sound really immature at times when I say to you, I just don't get how you can have a 5-4 decision on constitutional issues when it's right there in black and white. You know, the ability to practice your religion or your religious beliefs, to worship the way you want to. You know, it says right there, you can't stop me. But yet, you have 5-4 decisions all the time where they're working at stopping us.
Yeah, it's. I think it's important for people to remember that the Supreme Court in the past has already recognized and upheld the fundamental rights of parents over the education, health, well-being, religious and moral instruction, teaching of their children. I mean, that's a fundamental right respected by the Supreme Court in Myers v. Nebraska, Pierce v. Society Sisters, Wisconsin v. Yoder. This is old case law, well established. So for this judge to come out and try to possibly use the 14th Amendment Equal Protection Clause in a manner that was never intended to apply to transgenders, it's outrageous. And then, you know, they might try to fit it in under the Substantive Due Process Clause, which is sort of like what do we use if we can't find anything, you know, to justify our actions, our decisions? Oh, let's use the Substantive Due Process Clause, because that's what the courts have used very loosely to try to create new rights and without having to actually amend the Constitution. So that's another concern as well. But I think at the end of the day, here's my prediction, Joe. At the end of the day, the Supreme Court will be hearing this issue, whether it's that case or it's our cases that we have heading up in that direction. And I believe the majority on this Supreme Court, assuming Alito and Thomas stay in good health, the majority on the Supreme Court will rule in favor of parents' rights, hands down.
You know, you're the optimist, and you always scare me when you say stuff like that. I mean, seriously, these people have to hold on. You know, Clarence Thomas, you better be going to the doctor every other day to make sure you are fine and in good shape. It just makes me nuts. All right. Got a lot more coming up after the break, people. We're talking a little bit about Trump, what he's going through. And what the heck is a RICO Act? We'll find that out in just a few minutes.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Ingevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Ingevity for over 17 years, since before it was Ingevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Ingevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Ingevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Ingevity.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We're back. Go see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with us. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Look, head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell has made a way for us to make a few bucks, all right, because it's very tough to do in today's environment on Facebook and any one of those services. As much as some of you guys think, you know, I'm making as money as Rush Limbaugh, I'm not. But what I'd rather you do, go to MyPillow.com, support somebody who is supporting the programs that you do, that is against some of the things that you're against, gives his money to those kind of programs. And on top of all that, he's making the product here in America. He's got people here working. He's keeping families working, okay? I mean, it's that simple. Anyway, MyPillow.com, promo code Joe. I don't care if it's pillowcases, sheets, comforters, mattress covers. I love the towels. I love the sheets. And slippers. Slippers are pretty cool, too. Just check it out. Go there, check it out. Use promo code Joe. You get anywhere from 30 to 70% off. That is not too bad, people. Seriously. All right. Brad Dakins joins me. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, always a pleasure having you on with me as well. So, I know that not everybody's had a chance to go through all the indictments and everything with Trump, but one of the questions that was been asked of me, and I thought this was the truth too, is that the RICO Act was put in place. I mean, this is a spinoff of the federal one, but it's put in place specifically to go after mafia, to go after organized crime, if you would. And it has very specific caveats in there. How are they trying to apply this to Trump?
Yeah, it's very disturbing, actually. They're trying to use a statute that was there to empower law enforcement to go after organized crime. I really have a hard time seeing how they can logically, reasonably make such an assertion. With all the criticism someone may have of Donald Trump, I don't think anyone has ever conceived him as being the mastermind of organized crime or organized criminal activity. So they're shooting for everything they can to try to find something to stick. This is very, very outrageous, and they should be ashamed of themselves. Those who are trying to carry this out.
So when I go in and I'm looking to help clean up a company or do work along those lines, I go for the low-hanging fruit. I try to get the low-hanging fruit out of the way and then start dealing with the bigger issues. When you go into these court cases, and he's got four different indictments now, what have you, when you go into these, do you immediately start getting some of the stuff that doesn't apply or the crazy stuff dismissed?
Yeah, you often can. In fact, that's very the early stage of litigation of criminal prosecution and defense is part of defense is trying to get different cause of actions just immediately dismissed as having no basis. The problem though is that when you're trying something dismissed based on the facts, then you've got to play it out. You've got to show factually why this is absurd, has nothing to support it, that the prosecution, as Your Honor, has not presented any evidence to give a reasonable grounds for this allegation of criminal activity to be justified or to be proven, and then have it dismissed. So sometimes it can be dismissed immediately as a matter of law, on its face. Other times, it's more of letting the prosecution present their facts and then just saying, Your Honor, this is outrageous. The facts on their face do not support the criminal allegation that's been made or the requirements for that finding of a criminal action. So that's, it's going to take a lot of time. These trials will be drawn out. They're intended to take a lot of time. They'll be going to fruition throughout the election next year, in the primaries, the general election, the court dates that are set. It's very, very disturbing for the fact that it's what the president in power trying to basically take out his number one competitor, and I've never seen anything like this in a developed, advanced country and civilization. Only in banana republics have we ever seen this kind of shenanigans, and yet it's right in front of us, full force, much to the outrage of even liberals like Alan Dershowitz, who is not on my side of the politics, but he himself calls us out as abhorrent.
Yeah, I'm always interested interested in this kind of stuff because you're right. They're doing it right in front of your face. And there's no smirk. Really, there's nothing. They're just looking at you going, yep, that's what it is. And, again, when you look at some of the charges, can you be charged for the same exact crime, both federally and state-wise?
Yeah, well, you have something called res judicata, which prevents people from basically having two prosecutions taking place pursuant to the same statute or the same effectively the same crime, but actually you can't have a prosecution under state law, and someone can be, you know, acquitted, and yet still have the possibility of prosecution under federal law, that's, you know, that is a definite, you know, that's happened before. But res judicata can kick in, and you can, when you can show that it's, I'm trying to simplify this for the audience, but.
yeah, break it down for me. I'm not too swift.
Yeah, this is like reminds me of my administrative procedural due process instructions. So, but bottom line is the general rule is you can't be tried twice for the same crime. However, courts have distinguished federal crime from state crime, federal courts to state courts. Anyway.
Yeah, I just, again, I was thinking that, too. You can't be charged twice for the same crime. It's almost like if they can find a crime that matches up federally and the state blows it, then the feds can jump in and pretty much charge a person with the same crime. That almost sounds like, I'm not asking you to fight this, but it does sound like double indemnity to me. Like they couldn't get you at one, so they're going to try to get you in the other court across the street, kind of, you know?
Yeah, that's definitely a valid concern.
They're not going to give up, you know as well as I do, they're not going to give up on him easy. You know, this is something that's going to go on and on and on and on and on. And like I said, they're not going to give up easy on him. So I don't know what, you know, he's probably got some great lawyers. I don't know. And then this thing with Hunter Biden doing the same stuff or doing what appears to be the same stuff. I'll put it that way. And nothing. We're going to get, you know as well as I do, we'll get nothing on Hunter Biden.
Well, you're right. And this new, quote, special prosecutor, who's the same guy who tried to let him off with a slap on the hand.
Yep.
We know what this is about. This special prosecutor, Mr. White, his basic goal is going to be get Hunter Biden off, no jail time. He is Hunter Biden's advocate, and yet he is supposed to be a special prosecutor. So it's just a game, and I just hope the American people have enough intelligence and awareness to understand what they're trying to do. Basically, the message that the Biden administration is sending, because he's the one behind all this with the Department of Justice, and you know, is to ensure that those in power, like he and his family, are not treated the same as everyone else. That they're above the law, and they don't get punished like other people who are spending time behind bars for many years for offenses much less
oh, yeah,
than what Hunter Biden has been accused of.
So I have to ask you, you know, a question out of ignorance. I mean, could you not look at a judge or petition a court and say, look, here's the conditions by which Joe Smith broke the law in this area, and he got 2 weeks, and now they're trying to give Donald Trump 40 years? I mean, how does that work? How do you get fair and equal treatment?
Yeah, that can be used and brought before a judge, you know, to show, Your Honor, this settlement should be invalid. This is outrageous. And effectively, that's what the judge saw already, was that that this was sort of predetermined, wink, wink, by the prosecution to just get Hunter Biden off. So, but yeah, that is something that can be looked at, and judges should look at it to make sure that the settlement is fair and based on past prosecutions and settlements of similar individuals committing similar criminal activity. That's what we need to have happen, and hopefully we'll have we'll see that in the system.
Well, my eternal optimist friend, all the best to you. God bless. Keep up the good work you're doing. People, head over to PJI.org. PJI.org. Check it out. I'm Joe Messina, your host. God bless, guys. Have a great rest of the day.